If you're one of the 30 listeners so far who've given on this very special Giving Tuesday, thank you so much. That's just during this hour of Air Talk. We've heard from 30 listeners, and $4,500 has been contributed. That's wonderful. We appreciate it so much. We have a big goal we'll tell you about later. But again, thank you so much. If you've already contributed, you can call 866-888-5722. Or, of course, you can always give anytime you'd like at kpecc.org. As I mentioned going into our break, I was really not familiar with Giving Tuesday. Of course, we all know Black Friday, the day when historically retail businesses would move into profit because of the huge after-Thanksgiving sales and high traffic at stores. Then, of course, Cyber Monday followed. Now we have Giving Tuesday. And joining us to talk about how this day developed is Kelsey Piper, staff writer for Vox's Future Perfect section, which covers news through the lens of effective altruism. She wrote the piece Giving Tuesday Explained. Kelsey, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy Giving Tuesday.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I found it fascinating that it was New York's 92nd Street Y that was the originator of this.
Yeah, so Giving Tuesday in the nonprofit world, which I cover, is a pretty big deal. It's not the only big fundraising day of the year, thankfully, but more than $500 million moved last year. So it's a pretty significant holiday, which is why it was sort of interesting to me that it's pretty new. It was basically devised in 2012 as a reaction to the post-Thanksgiving shopping weekend and our maybe discomfort and exhaustion with how much the Christmas season kicks off with spending a lot of money instead of with, you know, giving back to the communities that we're part of. So Giving Tuesday is meant to be a little bit of a countermeasure.
And explain the idea behind it and then how different charitable organizations have been able to adapt it for their fundraising purposes.
Yeah. So in 2012, the 92nd Street Y partnered with the United Nations Foundation, came up with the idea that we could do something like Giving Tuesday after Black Friday and Cyber Monday and the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. And their idea was that this would be something every nonprofit could use to reach out to their donors. So instead of branding any of their initial Giving Tuesday content as 92nd Street Y content, they just put it out there more generally and said, hey, nonprofits, here's a method you can use to reach out to your donors and your communities. And it really took off. The first year, they saw a couple of $1 million in donations. Last year, like I said, it was more than $500 million in donations. So there was clearly a lot of interest in something like this.
Well, and the timing is good, not just because of the holiday shopping season, but at year end, people with the means to do so are often looking at, you know, final opportunity to make tax deductible contributions before the end of the calendar tax year as well.
Right.
So that's another inducement there. I only know the 92nd Street Y for their wonderful speaker series that people pre-pandemic, you know, would go out to. They're probably doing them online for all I know now. But for them to have come up with an initiative like that, is that part of their mission, do you know?
I think it was not particularly specific to their mission beyond, you know, that as a nonprofit, they're very tuned into the needs of the nonprofit community and interested in helping all nonprofits, like, be able to connect to their communities and ask for donations and contributions when they need it. And Giving Tuesday has been spun off from the 92nd Street Y last year to become an independent organization, I think because, you know, it had turned into this very big thing, which is an amazing thing that they did, but not necessarily that closely related to their core mission.
Kelsey, one of the things that fascinated me in the piece that you wrote for Vox is how quickly the amount of donations leapfrogged year to year to year. This has really taken off in essentially 8 years. To see the growth in fundraising is quite impressive. And I look at my email today and all the different nonprofits that I support. Seems like everyone have sent me an email letting me know about Giving Tuesday. This has become a huge thing.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And you've seen awareness grow correspondingly. A couple of years ago in polls, most Americans were saying they didn't know what Giving Tuesday was. And then that was up last year to mid 35%. And this year it's above 50%. So, you know, when all of the nonprofits we know of are reaching out to tell us about Giving Tuesday, people become very aware of it as a holiday.
We're talking with Kelsey Piper, staff writer for Vox's Future Perfect section. She wrote the piece Giving Tuesday Explained, which provided all kinds of important information about it that I was unaware of. So if, like me, your email inbox is getting inundated with Giving Tuesday requests for support, you now know a little bit better about what the origins of that are. Kelsey, thank you for joining us and providing the explainer. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Kelsey Piper of Vox joining us on Air Talk, which provides me the occasion to let you know that KPCC is participating as well. We have a challenge that's on right now, by the way. We are looking to fulfill a $10,000 challenge today, which is contingent on hearing from 400 listener members by the end of the day. So far during Air Talk, 30 listeners have made a contribution, contributing $4,500. So for the rest of today, we have 244 members to hear from. We need to hear from you now at 866-888-5722. That's 866-888-5722. You can also click and make a contribution at kpcc.org if you've already done so. So far this morning, thank you very much. We deeply appreciate it and remind you that counts toward the 400. Even if you're already a member and you're making an additional contribution or you're upping a sustaining contribution, all of that counts on this Giving Tuesday, a day for all of us to think about the various charities that we want to support and provide them with not just moral support, but financial as well. Tell you what's coming, hour two, momentarily.